Those military exercises are underway across huge sections of South Central and Interior Alaska. The Navy has a larger presence in Northern Edge than in recent years, part of the branch's increasing focus on the Arctic. And a persistent complaint in Alaska is over the environmental impacts of so much activity at a time of year when animals are migrating and commercial fishing is underway. Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports.
On the deck of an aircraft carrier, fighter jets are taking off and landing at a rapid clip.
We are objecting anywhere from 6 to 25 aircraft on this recovery.
To land, these Navy F-18 Super Hornets drop out of the sky with a little hook dangling down that snags a wire on the flight deck. They go from full speed to full stop in under 200 feet. It's less like a car braking and more like a roller coaster when it slams still with an unnatural jolt. The rumbling from each takeoff shoots up your limbs, past your chest and all the way to your teeth. The USS Theodore Roosevelt is the first aircraft carrier to take part in Northern Edge in a decade. Around 10,000 service members are on hand from all the branches of the military. The point is to get Marines, seamen, soldiers, coasties, and airmen all working toward the same mission.
It sounds easier said than done.
Rear Admiral Daniel Dwyer commands the carrier and says Northern Edge is designed to teach the different branches how to all jointly partner on complex tasks. The Navy is always on hand for Northern Edge, but the branch is increasing its presence in Alaska. Dwyer says that's driven by more activity in Arctic waters.
When you see the shrinking of the polar ice cap, opening of sea lanes, more traffic through those areas, then it's the Navy's responsibility to protect America from those approaches.
Part of the military's work facilitating Northern Edge is gathering concerns from coastal communities in Alaska, many of which worry about what the activities are doing to the environment and wildlife. On this particular day of exercises, on board the ship are almost a dozen civilians, technically called a distinguished visitors group, getting a special up-close tour of the happenings.
So we're gonna go back down to the CO's import cabin. So another chance to grab a cookie and a pastry and some water and use the restroom. And then we're gonna suit you up to go on the flight deck.
The Navy's bringing groups of local elected officials and public servants from the affected communities out to see operations firsthand.
Mostly it's a very unique field trip.
Donna Adderhold is a member of the Homer City Council. She and some other members of her community are troubled by aspects of the exercises.
Some of the concerns, you know, have been about the timing of the training and the potential effects on marine species, whales, fish.
These kinds of worries are long-standing. Environmental concerns are a consistent part of Northern Edge. In the last few years, several local governments in coastal communities have passed resolutions opposing or expressing reservations about the exercises. In 2017, Senator Lisa Murkowski wrote a letter to Navy commanders asking the military branch to re-examine how they plan and execute Northern Edge. Carol Hoover with the EAC Preservation Council says it isn't enough.
They aren't listening to us.
Hoover says the exercises threaten the health of fish and wildlife during a key migratory season.
We trust the traditional knowledge and the fisherman knowledge that this is a bad time to do these trainings.
Hoover says fishermen and community members want the exercises moved to the fall. The military says the timing is based on a number of factors. One is the difficulty of coordinating so many assets and personnel years in advance. The other is safety. Abundant daylight and relatively mild weather make late spring a better time to move hundreds of vessels through the waters and sky. John Mosier is the project manager in charge of the environmental impact statement for Northern Edge.
There's certainly some misunderstandings in the public sector.
Mosier says a lot of the concerns over the exercises are unfounded, according to the military's scientific review. A sonar used to detect submarines, for example, has no impact on species of commercially harvested fish. A lot of the misunderstandings he points to have to do with what the military is technically permitted to do versus what it actually does during exercises. For example, while the military is technically allowed under the EIS to use live ammunition, bombs, and explosive buoys, Mosier says in recent years they have generally not used any of those kinds of high-intensity ordnance.
They're typically far below the authorizations.
Mosier says the military secures permission for the maximum range of activities, but generally only does a small fraction of them as part of Northern Edge. The exercises wrap up on May 24th. On the USS Theodore Roosevelt, I'm Zachariah Hughes.